Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory. That was by Sis Taylor. To God be the glory. We give God praise, God glory and honor on today, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. we shall rejoice and be glad in him. We give him praise, glory, and honor as we worship him in spirit and truth. I am Prophetess Rita Berry. Thank you for tuning in on this morning, for we are transforming the nation with the word of God, taking the word of God to every nation far and wide. And on this morning, I'm going to read to you an encouraging and word, encouraging message for the end of the year. Glory to God. There's a trend, I wouldn't say it's a trend, but it's going on Facebook that I've seen on social media. A lot of people are posting on their page for people on their friends list or, you know, social media list to leave them an encouraging message for the end of the year. And so God placed it in my spirit to just, I did respond to two other women. Well, three of people's message that they posted. And so God pressed upon my heart to just write one big message for everybody to read, specifically those that posted that statement on their social media page, but it's for every single body, just to encourage them, you know, at the end of the year. To God be the glory. Also, we remember those that are sick and shut in. Glory to God on this morning. Those are still battling COVID-19, other sickness and infirmity, disease. And we want to remember those that are in Afghanistan, those that are in Pakistan, those in Ukraine, those in Taiwan. Glory to God. We want to remember those that are being impacted by snow this week and the coming weeks ahead. To God be the glory. We will remember our young people as they're out on holiday break, but some will return next week, and some schools will not open back up for the holiday, but will open back up the week after. We will remember our healthcare workers, those that are on the front line, that work in the hospitals and doctor's office, all the healthcare workers around the country and abroad as well. To God be the glory. I want to lift up our parents on this morning, glory to God, that are having difficulties finding daycare and a babysitter due to work. We want to pray that God just bless them with affordable daycare, affordable babysitter that can watch their children while they either work at home or work outside the home. To God be the glory. Someone they can trust and somebody that's reliable and reasonable in price. To God be the glory. We continue to lift up Sister LaTanya Jones and her family. Continue to lift up Sister Jessica Gant, Sister Barbara Davis and her family, myself and my family. To God be the glory. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Brother Anthony Alert, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. To God be the glory. Brother Tyrone Newby and his family, in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll lift up Brother Moshe, I call him Moshe, which stands for Son of God, his family at the same time, you know, his William, his family at the same time. Glory to God and his grandchildren, and safe travels to back home on this week. To God be the glory in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We just give God praise, give him glory and honor. Sister Jones, we lift up Sister Jones and Brother Yeshua Yeshua. I hope I'm saying his first name right, but last name is Brown. God dropped him in my spirit on this early in the wee hours of the morning. I was trying to look him up and I couldn't find him. Want to lift him up, his family up, his children up, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We'll lift up the president and the vice president and their families, former vice presidents and their families, secretary of state and their families. Holiday general session as they take breaks in between the holidays and different things like that they have going on, making decisions for this country and for this nation and for this world that we live in, not just here in America, but those abroad as well, with the United Nations around the country and around the world. In the name of Jesus, those that are part of the United Nations for connective countries, and the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift up the U.S. consulate abroad in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every U.S. consulate abroad in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Continue to lift up the sick and shut in people, God. Continue to keep them prayed on the prayer altar. Continue to pray for the sick and shut in Yes, we're going to continue to pray for the sick and shut in because they desire healing. They desire healing, healing, healing is their portion. So many people that are sick, so many people that are battling different illnesses in their body, not just COVID, but they have other illnesses and other infirmities, other diseases. And there are so many people that are believing God to touch their body, to heal them completely, and to make them whole. So many people around the world, around the country, to God be the glory. If you or someone you know has a prayer request, feel free to email SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. That is SharitaBerryMinistries@outlook.com. Or you can call our 24-hour voice messaging system that is always up and running, and you can leave a message any time of the hour, any at midnight hours, wee hours of the morning. You can always call 24-hour voice messaging system and leave a message, a detailed message with your prayer request, and someone will get back with you. To God be the glory. And that number is 641-715-3900, extension 88423 pound. Once again, extension 88423 pound. To God be the glory. And the encouraging word, encouraging message that I want to leave with you all before the end of 2021, going into 2022, the Lord stays the same. To God be the glory. Why would God wait until 2022 to start blessing you? You have to live in expectations each and every day of your life. Because every corner you walk around and every door that he opens is a blessing, is a blessing that has already been prepared for you. It was waiting on you to arrive. So 2022 and other years to come, if the Lord says the same, has blessings, signs, miracles, and wonders that awaits every one of us. Walk in your now faith is. Walk in your miracle season. Walk in your purposely driven, created by God's design season for you and your family's life. He has already done that which he has spoken. Read Hebrews 11 and 1. Let the word of God that has been spoken over you and your family take on the manifestations of those things that God has sent his prophets to speak into your life. It's your winning season, and it don't start at 12 a.m. January the 1st. No, God said it starts now. And for many, it started 3 or 4 months ago. God is well pleased with you. So smile. You haven't let him down. Walk in the fullness of his word. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is the end of the year encouraging word message that I want to leave you all on this morning. To God be the glory. Once again, if you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can call our 24-hour voice messaging system at 641-715-3900, extension 88423-0-POUND. Be blessed.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 88423-0-POUND. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.